once again, happy times here in downtown Everett. The Silver Tips this evening, maybe not exactly a work of art, but sometimes mere graffiti has to do. This evening, they find a way to get it done. A 3-1 win over the Tri-City Americans, marking a 4-0-1 start where they have 9 points on the campaign, sole possession of first place early on here for the U.S. Division, and it also marks the first time they have jumped out to a 4-0-1 start since the 2006 to 2007 season. That's a while back. It was a good year, but so far as well, a great start, maybe a signal here, perhaps better things to come as well.
Well, I think anytime you're going to reference something that hasn't happened since the 2006-27 season, then you're putting that in very high regard. It shows you that the Silver Tips haven't always gotten off to the best of starts in these seasons. And I think it just the style of play here tonight, it was so encouraging because I think the Tips, there are youngsters up and down this lineup, and there's really no let-off from line to line. That's the one thing I noticed tonight. I didn't think any of those lines the Silver Tips and Coach Constantine rolled out was deficient in any way. Yes, there was maybe a goal-scoring issue for 56 minutes tonight, but ended up getting the job done, and they got the job done because of the hard work and the relentless nature that they put forth in the whole game.
This evening, the Silver Tips getting a win out of Carter Hart in his home season debut, a 15-save effort. He is now 2-0-1 on the campaign. Additionally, Noah Jolson, season debut, and in his first game as Silver Tips captain, no big deal, one goal, one assist as well. And Dominic Zwerger, his first Silver Tips goal additionally. Here's how this one started. The Silver Tips playing from behind in rare form to begin this season. It was Maxwell James who got the scoring started at 14:41 of the opening period. And recovering now, Lucan back on the regroup, American zone. Along now to Valimaki. Long toss ahead, Maxwell James on a breakaway, his backhander, and he scores. Maxwell James, who snuck right behind the Silver Tip defense with 5:19 to go in the opening period. A backhander just sneaking past Carter Hart's glove side. It's the Americans on the board first this evening, out to a 1-0 advantage. To characterize on how good of a start this has been so far for the Silver Tips, entering this evening, 4 games and 240 minutes of hockey in regulation. They only trailed 17 minutes and 29 seconds, but they fell behind early here in rare form, 14:41. A rare lapse as well as they outshot Tri-City 10-7 in that opening period.
Yeah, still a little miffed how that puck ended up getting all the way up to Maxwell Jones. He put a great move on. Credit to him for finishing that one off as well as he did. But I think the coaching staff will go back and look and say, how did that puck find its way to number 20 in white?
Valimaki and Lucan the assist, and the Tips trailing by one at the end of one. But opportunity opening up. They had a 5-on-3 power play, and the right guy who had plenty of opportunities able to finally cash in, that being Dominic Zwerger, who picked up his first goal as a Silver Tip right here. A 5-on-3, great chance here for the Tips. Down 1-0, Jolson center point off the face-off win. Right side across for Davis, one-timer wide, rebound to Zwerger, he scores! Welcome aboard, Dominic Zwerger! First goal as a Silver Tip! It's a 5-on-3 power play goal with 18:29 to go in the second. A rebound at the right post, and we are tied at one. Dominic Zwerger into a half-open net. No problem as well. Kevin Davis and the new captain, Noah Jolson, with the assist.
You want to see. They didn't take long on that 5-on-3 to get the job done. It gave them a chance to try and build on that. It ended up maybe not happening, but you always want to see a team convert when they are given that two-man advantage.
With that, the game tied at one, but it would take an airtight turn after that, despite the Silver Tips comically outshooting Tri-City 18-4 in the second period. However, adjustments produced more of a tight checking affair. Had almost kind of like a 90s hockey feel to it for that third period. The Tips yet able to maneuver their way through. And then Graham Miller, center stage once again at 14:40. And a face-off to the left of Beck Warm. Here's Dewar in back of the cage. Now pursuing against Coughlin, the puck left corner. And Miller angles one to Skoleski. Looking for the point now, centers. Dewar, a shot, tip, rebound, Miller, score! Fifth goal in five games for the overager. And Graham Miller off a broken play. Blocker side corner on Beck Warm. It's 2-1 Silver Tips. Kind of funny how it works out. We were talking about Connor Dewar and his physical presence. Maybe at the right time, in a clutch moment, his cue. What do you know? The primary helper on that play, and Devin Skoleski with one as well.
Yeah, Skoleski did a good job fishing that one off the boards, and then he had just two guys going right to the front of the net, threw it in there, Dewar, physical play. You know, he's not the biggest guy, but he has a great nose for the puck and a great way to create some space for himself. Got that puck over to Miller, who put it away.
Pitbull picks up the apple on that play. Then the Americans pulling Beck Warm with less than 2 minutes to go in regulation. And the Silver Tips, again, having to batten down the hatches. Finally, a loose puck. And then it was Noah Jolson time to put in the final dagger. Fontaine now slams the off window. Jolson follows up, clears the puck down to the empty net. He scores! Oh, captain, my captain! A near 140-foot bomb into the open cage. Noah Jolson, first goal on the season with 27.9 to go in regulation at 3-1 Silver Tips. And Jolson capping off a multi-point night. Matt Fontaine as well picking up the assist. He extends his scoring streak to 5 straight games out of the gate. That's all she wrote. The Tips polish off Tri-City for the 3-1 victory.
Oh, yeah. Just like I said, it was much to what the Silver Tips deserve for the way they played tonight, the way they suffocated the Tri-City Americans. Again, maybe not one to put in the time capsule and say this is emblematic of the beautiful hockey, but you know it was emblematic of the type of effort we're used to from the Silver Tips, and those goals will come. To get that many shots on goal, that many quality chances, those goals will come, and in the end, they did come just in time tonight for Everett.
Funny enough here, after all this commotion, not much on Carter Hart. He wasn't exactly under siege, but again, a credit here to the Tips, their defensive structure, their commitment, but also Hart having to make the saves when he had to.
Yeah, exactly. You want him to make every save that he needs to. Even when the Americans in the beginning stages of that third period, when they clearly came out with a little bit more effort than you saw in the second period, they had they had some opportunities, some time spent in the Silver Tip zone, but like you said, the structure really prevented Hart from having to do too much. But when he did, he made the save just about every time tonight.
So this evening, Graham Miller with the game-winning goal. 5 goals in 5 games. Dominic Zwerger, who got this thing started, picks up his first goal as a Silver Tip. Now a point in his first 2 of 3 games here in the green and white. And Kevin Davis, also the same day, he is anointed an alternate captain as well. A big part of this win on the evening. Certainly a big part of the Tips and their lockdown effort, allowing just 16 shots on goal. Tri-City goes 0-2 in the man advantage. Tips go 1-4. The win in net to Carter Hart. This evening he is now 2-0-1 on the campaign and now 2 games away from 100 in his Silver Tips career. This evening he made 15 stops. Beck Warm the loss, and he had 30 saves on net. Tips improved to 4-0-1. As we mentioned, it is their best start since 2006 to 2007, and the Tri-City Americans, with the loss, fall to 2-3. For the record all time, the Silver Tips now, and this head-to-head series against Tri-City, their record now standing at 56-49-18. Your final score here on this Wednesday evening, the Everett Silver Tips 3 and the Tri-City Americans 1. For Justin Morrison, I'm Mike Benton for Silver Tips Replay.